Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. And, you know, I feel like I can't watch TV without seeing a commercial for something having to do with acid indigestion. Today, we're going to talk about the real cause and what are some natural ways to treat this issue. We've got Carolyn Harrington with us. She is a founder of Maddie's Healthy Products, a manufacturer of all natural health products. She's also a medical intuitive energy healer and certified holistic health practitioner. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Andrea. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
We're good. It's so good to have you on the show. You know, before we jump into the causes and the treatments, what is acid indigestion?
Acid indigestion, heartburn, and acid reflux is that feeling you get in your chest after eating something. Usually when people lay down at night is when it really gets the worst symptoms. Most people think it's because they have too much acid, but studies have shown that it's actually because you don't have enough acid in your stomach. So it's a real twist from what most people think.
You know, I love that you said that, Carolyn, because it's so true. And I think because of the fact that we people have the acidic feeling, they think it's that lack of HCl or hydrochloric acid. So what would people do? So someone who, let's say, suffers from acid reflux, what should they do in order to help curb those symptoms? Obviously, taking a product like Maddie's is amazing. I do want to get into that. But what are some things people can do naturally to help their acid reflux symptoms?
Well, you know, before we even go into that, one of the things about the acid in your stomach is a lot of the medications out there now are lowering the acid in your stomach. And they're finding that it's actually dangerous to do that because the more you lower the acidity level in your stomach, the acidity in your stomach is playing a crucial role in killing off pathogens, bacteria. And so they're finding that by lowering the acid, you're actually more prone to more diseases like pneumonia, other conditions like bone fractures and kidney disease. So you really want that acid in your stomach. And so some of the things you can do naturally to help with acid reflux is, first of all, stop eating an aggravating food. A lot of people, you know, they always think that it's, the tomato sauce they had last night or the alcohol. But a lot of times there's a sensitivity to a food that you have that's blocking your metabolism that allows you to produce the acid in your stomach. We naturally produce acid in our stomach. A lot of people lose that ability. So things that you're sensitive to, the first thing I ask people is that, what food do you generally eat every day or you want to eat every day? And someone will say bagels or something like that or cheese. And it's like usually that's the culprit food that's getting in the way of you digesting the foods and producing this acid. Well, that's one of the first things that I always tell people is watch what you're eating. You know, the big aggravators are wheat, gluten, and dairy. So those are the first ones you want to stay away from. And a lot of times that might be enough just to allow the digestion to take place. There's other things you can do, too.
I was just going to say, I'm so glad you mentioned that because I think a lot of people are misinformed and with the whole purple pill commercials and everything and showing somebody eating like pepperoni or tomato sauce, like you're talking about and not looking at some other factors like gluten and dairy and things of that nature.
Right. And it's usually those, you know, by the time you eat the aggravating foods, the tomato sauces and the alcohol and different things like that, the problem's already been in your stomach. So it's really those ones you typically eat every day that is a lot, you know, not allowing you to have, it doesn't allow you to make the stomach acid in your stomach. Hmm. So the other thing you can do is heal your gut. They're finding more and more that it's the gut flora that really helps with not only your brain, but helps with digestion. So eating fermented foods would be great. Taking a good quality probiotic. Staying away from sugar is crucial. That is one of the most important things you can do because sugar just aggravates the bacteria, and with the lower amount of stomach acid, the bacteria tends to propagate even more. So staying away from sugar is a very important thing. And, of course, keeping your immune system strong with vitamin D and vitamin B, elevating your head when you go to sleep. There's a lot of things you can do naturally to curb the acid indigestion.
So what are some things that people do? I remember, you know, somebody that my business partner, he suffers from acid reflux, and he says that, you know, there are certain things that he could do. He obviously wants to stay away from it's SSRI, right? Is that, what's it called? Sorry, you could tell me, Carolyn, it's a proton pump inhibitor or something. Is that what people take when they suffer from acid reflux?
The PPIs are the proton pump inhibitors. Those are your Nexiums and your, Zantac and stuff like that. They're the ones that lower the acid in your stomach. And those are the ones that they're really meant for people that have severe acid reflux where there's already damage in their esophagus. So you don't want to add any acid to somebody that's already got the damage there. So they're really meant for somebody that is very severe, and you're only meant to stay on them for a short period of time. What has happened is that people started using them for heartburn and for less serious forms of acid reflux, and they're staying on them for extended period of time. And so they're really getting in the way of your metabolism or your digestion, and that's where the problems really arose. So for the people that are not so severe, that don't have the erosion in their esophagus already, increasing the stomach acid is really important.
Which is a good point. So basically, what are other ways they could do it? Like, can they take apple cider vinegar before they eat? I know some people have told me that works really well. And then obviously, you know, what are some other things that they could do when they're eating that can help build up that acid? I know HCL is a really good one. I take HCL when I eat any type of cooked food. And I know after the age of 35, our HCL stores decrease. So for those of you who are listening and are, you know, over 35, it's important that we do take hydrochloric acid, if you don't suffer from any type of issues, of course, to help build up that acid in your stomach, right, Carolyn?
That's exactly right. And also drinking more water, having smaller meals. There's a lot of things that you can do. Aloe vera juice is another good one that actually helps. You can take baking soda, and that will decrease. That's for, you know, symptomatic. You can take some baking soda to reduce the acid in it. It's just not good for extended periods. And taking baking soda will also elevate your sodium levels. So anybody that's got high sodium levels, we want to do that. So those are some of the other things you can do.
Well, tell us about Maddie's.
So Maddie's, we have an acid indigestion relief syrup that basically helps add acid to the stomach. And one of the ways that I develop these products is I use muscle testing. And so it's exciting because if someone had acid indigestion, I use a form of applied kinesiology called muscle testing, and I test the different ingredients to see what would benefit the person that has acid reflux. And so I combine them all, and the amazing thing is that it works great. I mean, it'll work within the first 5 minutes of using it. They say it's about 80 to 90% of the people that suffer from acid reflux have actually too little acid. So if you're one of those 80 to 95%, you'll know right away after taking some of our acid indigestion syrup. And the great thing about it is since it's whole food ingredients, you never have to worry about side effects or drug interactions. You can take it whenever you want.
So is it the type of thing that you could take, you know, as soon as you feel something coming on, or if you're in a full-blown attack? I know that my partner tried and he was feeling something coming on, and he said it stopped it instantaneously. Like, he said it was unbelievable. So just tell people a little bit in terms of how they could use it. We have about 20 seconds left.
They can use it once they start feeling the symptoms. But the other nice thing is that if you know you're eating something, like you're out to dinner and you're eating something that you know would normally aggravate it, you can take it right at that point, right after. I mean, actually, you can take it any time of the day. It's just whole food ingredients. But if you think you might have symptoms later on that night, take it beforehand, and then you won't hopefully have that because you're adding the stomach to it, but adding the acid to your stomach.
That's a really great tip, Carolyn. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. And for those of you who suffer from acid indigestion, please check out Maddie's Healthy Products. It works really, really well, their acid indigestion. You can follow Carolyn on Twitter at Maddie's HP and at @CH_Art of Healing. And you can visit maddieshealthyproducts.com. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio. Thanks for listening and stay well.